This is HDN.
Well, looky here, it's Thursday. Hi, everybody. I'm Jamie.
And I'm Lisa. You know what we have to do?
A kid show.
Yeah.
Let's do a puppet show today. Rather than the regular Halifax Daily News, we'll do a puppet show podcast.
Okay. Why?
This is the internet.
Yeah.
We can do whatever the hell we want on this show.
So we can say happy birthday to our dog?
No, we can't because I have to run out and get him something. So don't don't tell him a damn thing.
I'll get the cake.
Oh, we're in a silly mood today, folks.
Just a wee bit silly. Well, it turns out that America likes us. They
what?
Really, really like us.
Yes.
Yeah.
The podcast. It's,
No. This is a new survey. The Chicago Council on Global Affairs. They've been doing surveys since 1974, or at least this particular one.
Yeah.
Americans were asked to rate their feelings for other countries, with one being the, you know, the coldest, 100 being the coziest. Canada comes out on top with a score of 79. Britain was next at 74, and then Germany, Japan, and France all scoring in the 60s.
Now, wait, I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Was that Britain including Scotland or without Scotland?
Good point.
We're going to find that out today.
Yeah. Take a guess what nation scored the least.
Well, probably Afghanistan or Iraq.
You're pretty close. Iraq was third from the bottom at 31%.
Oh, Russia.
Where did Russia? I don't even see Russia on the list. Oh, sorry. Russia was 36.
Mm-hmm.
Came in with a score of 36. No, coming in dead last with a score of 23, North Korea.
Oh, the Uns.
The Uns, yeah, that's right.
The Kim Jongs.
Kim Jongs and Kim Jong and company.
Yeah.
But yeah, today is the big vote in Scotland for Scottish independence. The yes side, the no side. All the polls leading up to it seem to indicate that the no side is winning by the slimmest of margins.
Very reminiscent of something that we went through here.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, they were showing old clips of the last referendum that they had in Quebec.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot how close that
was. Yeah.
We're talking decimal points here.
Mm-hmm.
What was it, like 49.8 or something?
49.3? Something like that. I think it was 50.4 for the no side. Interesting to note that there are a lot of delegates from Quebec that are in Scotland right now.
Taking notes?
Big time taking notes. A lot of folks who...
and if Scotland doesn't separate, all those notes will be ripped up. It's like, damn! Tabernacle!
Yeah, so they suspect it'll be in the early hours of Friday before we find out officially what Scotland has voted for.
How do you feel about this?
How do I feel about it?
Yeah. Having...
Well...
You are a lady. You are a landowner.
Geez, that's
you're a
right.
Scottish
Holy
landowner.
Crap, I forgot about that. Geez, what happens to my land if...
That's right. We're Lord and Lady Patterson in Scotland.
What happens if... Oh, geez.
I got to tell you what we did. This was our first anniversary, which is the paper anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
I decided to make us Lord and Lady Patterson.
Yes.
And it's a little known law there on the old Scottish books that mm-hmm. say if you own any land in Scotland...
If you are a landowner of any kind.
You are a laird,
mm-hmm.
which is the lord.
Right.
A laird or a lady.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a guy in Scotland.
I think there's a few companies that do yeah. this now.
Well, they've divided up their land into square foot segments.
Yeah.
And so they sell you land.
Yeah.
And in order for us to be lord and lady, I had to buy 2 square feet of land, one under my name and one under yours. They are together, though. That's the
yeah.
nice thing about it. So you and I can
side
go
by
and
side.
Visit our land and just stand there.
Yeah.
A man outstanding in his square foot.
I mean, there's plenty of rules and regulations. You can't build anything on it. You can't...
We don't have fishing rights.
We don't have fishing rights, but we actually have...
Fishing rights. We had the tiniest pond ever because this is land. This is not... We didn't buy ocean property or anything.
Yeah, this isn't oceanfront land or anything like that, but it is an actual plot. I mean, we have a deed and everything.
Oh, with the coordinates?
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And the whole bit.
So we can find it on a GPS.
You can't drill for oil on it either.
No, that was the other thing. No mineral rights.
But we could, if we put extra in, and I do believe I did, we have hunting rights.
Oh, do we?
Yes.
Oh, perfect.
So we just have to wait for that damn squirrel to get right on our 1 square foot and then blow the thing. The problem with it is we'd have to be standing on the square foot at the same time, so it would have to be a pretty tame squirrel
yeah.
or animal of some kind to get on there. So anyway, I digress. We are, and it is official, Lord and Lady Patterson, we are landowners in Scotland. And I have a feeling that this is not going to affect that, because this is a Scottish law that goes back even before England had anything to do with them, back to Braveheart days.
Well, yeah, exactly. Back when the Brits, you know, sort of very violently invaded and took over Scotland about 400 years ago.
I haven't really forgiven them for that. Have you noticed that?
Well, I think that's what this whole separation thing is. It's like, no. You invaded us. We're just taking it back.
They had an axe to grind, very much like Quebec.
Yeah, very much like Quebec.
A little axe that's been grinding for a long time, and damn it, it just keeps getting sharper and sharper. So we'll have to see. I kind of like the whole Great Britain arrangement that they have.
Oh, for sure.
You know, I mean, they've already said that they can't use the pound if they separate, right?
No. And so they won't be automatic members of NATO, and they don't automatically get the euro either. So they could be in a spot of trouble.
They have oil, though.
I was just going to say.
Scotland has a lot of oil.
They've got a shitload of oil.
Yeah. So I think that they are going to be very well received.
Yeah.
If they do decide to separate. I think they're probably going to go for the euro. They can't afford to start their own currency.
I would think not. I mean, why would they if the euro is already there? But who knows?
They would have to join the European Common Market. And right. I don't think that would be a problem at all. I think Europe, they're pretty desperate. Be like, well, you have oil, right?
Oh, come on down,
Scotland. We love you, buddy. Come on. That's my very limited knowledge of the world and politics right there. Thank you.
Hey, remember, we got a bit more information about that television commercial that was being filmed on Lower Water Street
that used snow in the middle of August or
September. That turned it into a winter wonderland.
Yeah.
Yeah. It turns out that we were standing in for London. The film crews were actually doing a commercial for a cough syrup brand called, was it Beecham's?
Yeah.
Are you familiar? I mean, you lived in England, so you would know better than me.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
It's a commercial for the British pharmaceutical company Beecham's. And so that's what they were doing. The signs were actually changed all around Lower Water to depict London street signs. A special bus was brought in, and the crews were shoveling those snow drifts that were spread all over the ground to sort of add to the feeling.
Like old London? Historic properties would probably be good at that.
Yeah, I guess so. But I mean, it was Lower Water Street, so
As I said before, you could have waited a month and you wouldn't have had to have carted in any snow at all. We do get that here.
Well, this is kind of sad. I'm not sure how you feel about this, but the province has done away with prenatal classes. Now, did you go to prenatal classes when Heather was?
Not a one.
Not a one? Okay. I did the prenatal class thing and thoroughly enjoyed it. Didn't enjoy the film, because the film, you know, I mean, I think that's pretty much mandatory. You got to show the film during prenatal classes.
Was it like a film from the 50s? The head of the baby starts to proceed out of the uterine wall.
All I remember is that part of the prenatal classes included a tour of the IWK maternity ward. And I just remember the father-to-be almost passed out, and I cried in the car all the way home because I thought there was just no way I'm going to be able to do this.
Funny thing is, I didn't go to the prenatal classes, but I spent a hell of a lot of time there because Heather was born 3 months premature.
Premature, yeah.
So I spent 3 months every single day at that hospital.
Well, they have done away with prenatal classes in Nova Scotia, or they will be by the end of the year. A lot of the health districts have already phased it out. The rest of them will follow by the end of the year, but it's now in favor of a website. It's called Welcome to Parenting Nova Scotia.
Welcome to Parenting!
The program, they say, will provide more information for a longer period of time. There's also a question and answer section and discussion forums so you can connect with other parents, and also a feature where you can actually get support and talk to somebody live if need be. I don't know. There's no replacing the personal touch.
Really? I was just about to say the exact opposite.
Mm.
I mean, if you could go online and get all that information that they give you with the binder that they must hand you when you go in there, wouldn't that be enough? I mean, yes, it would be nice to go in and see somebody, but rather than going to classes, you know, every day this week or, you know, every week, once a week, how often did you go?
It was once a week, I think for 5 or 6 weeks, if I remember correctly. But
if it was just once that you went there and the rest of the time you took a bit of a course online, and then that one time you went and asked these people, you know, to clarify things or whatever, don't you think that would have been just as good, if not better?
If all you are looking for is straight up clinical information, then absolutely. I found what was most helpful to me was being able to talk to other expectant moms who were in the same, you know, trimester as I was, and finding out, you know, what they did to help alleviate swollen ankles. And
I would imagine they're still going to have support groups that you can, you know, get together with other expectant moms. I mean, that doesn't necessarily mean that you have to have a class with an instructor. You all are there. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's good for the husbands to come and see the sort of thing in perhaps a more formal class setting, because it's,
week after week,
you throw your husband a website address and say, here, honey, go look at this. And, you know,
no.
He looks at the landing page and that's it.
How about you both do it together? How about rather than saying, okay, we have to get in the car, drive down to the damn hospital and sit there in a class and listen to some person drone on and on about something, about a problem that somebody else is having and it's not really affecting us. Hmm. How about we just go down, sit in front of the computer tonight, 7 o'clock, and we'll go through this together. And I'm sure it's an interactive thing.
That's true.
I think that it would be much better to do it that way. I bet you they're still going to have tours for expectant mothers.
Hmm.
And maybe on that website, it'll tell you when you can do that or whatever. I think
it sounds
to me what they're eliminating is just that, all right, everybody, thank you for coming.
Here's your public health nurse.
My name is Steve, and here's Wendy, and together we're going to help you through this. And to me, you don't necessarily need that.
Hmm.
Sorry if there are any prenatal teachers that are out of work now because of that.
Hmm. Well, the other thing that's been eliminated as well that really troubles me is the post follow-up with the public health nurse. It used to be that the public health nurse would go to your home a week or so after you got home with the baby, no matter what the circumstance. Mm-hmm. And they don't do that anymore, which is kind of sad because...
Well, back in the old days, you'd stay in the hospital for a while. Now they're trying to ship you out as fast as possible.
Some women would go home the same day, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, here's your baby. Would you like us to clean it off first, or are you just going to go right now?
God.
I'll hold the elevator for you. Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I agree with that. There should be a follow-up. They should provide somebody to come in and just, you know, make sure everything's okay.
Exactly.
In case you have any questions.
Mm. Told you about this a while back, that Halcon was able to secure Game of Thrones actor Kristen Nairn.
Well, Hodor.
Hodor. Well, you know what? He's also a DJ.
Waka 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 Hodor.
Like,
waka 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 Hodor.
Like, seriously. I'm not kidding.
He just says Hodor?
I don't know about that. But anyway, to piggyback on his appearance at Halcon, he's actually been secured to play the Marquee Ballroom on November the 8th. His DJ tour, Rave of Thrones, will hit the Marquee on Saturday. I swear to God, that's what it's called. Saturday, November the 8th. And I guess he has been huge in the club scene in Belfast for years before he became an actor. And he specializes in deep house music, and apparently he's touring Australia.
Well, when you say years, yeah, literally years, because he's no spring chicken.
No, I guess not, is he?
No. Hodor, unless it's a great makeup job. The guy looks like he's in his 40s.
Could be. Anyway, tickets go on sale starting this Friday, sonicconcerts.com for more information. So Sunday's your chance to go visit a farm. It's Open Farm Day in Nova Scotia. Some 51 operations are going to be throwing open the doors and letting the public tromp through with guided tours. You can pick some local produce, taste some wine, and all that good stuff. It's actually supported by the Agriculture Department and Commodity Group. So kind of a neat idea to see where your food comes from.
It's a very neat idea.
Mm.
And the only reason I'm saying that is because, you know, for a couple of years there, I was doing the Superstore commercials.
Right.
And I would go and visit farms. Of course, I'd have to stand out in the field with the farmer all day long. But it was fascinating.
Mm.
I got a chance to chat with these people. I didn't know how they grew melons. I'm trying to think of the different things. Potatoes in PEI.
Mm-hmm.
What was it in Newfoundland? Cabbage, I think. And then and corn. But I mean, I'm the kind of guy who sees stuff in the store. I don't necessarily know how it grows.
No.
And it's fascinating.
Well, your chance is this weekend. 3,900 farms in Nova Scotia and employing about 4,700 people. Dairy is the top revenue generator in the province, followed by fur and chicken.
Fur?
Fur. I had no idea we had like a major fur farm industry here.
Oh, fir, F-I-R, fir trees.
Well, fir trees, that's the bottom of the list there, with Christmas trees at about 10 million a year. But fir, F-U-R.
Yep. F-U-R.
F-U-R.
F-U-R, lady. Fir.
Yeah, who'd have thunk?
Sheep? No, that would
that's
be wool.
That's not fir, that's wool. I guess muskrat? I know there's muskrat farms in the province.
Oh, like for fur coats and things.
I guess so.
Okay.
Or those fur mitts you're always threatening to make out of the cat.
Wow. Fur is number two?
Number two, behind dairy.
Dairy and fur. Hmm. Great morning show, by the way. Do you remember Dairy and Fur?
Oh, love that soft rock station.
Oh, you listen to Dairy and Fur in the morning.
If you want some more information on some of the farms that are open this Sunday, meetyourfarmer.ca/openfarmday for more information. That's meetyourfarmer.ca/openfarmday.
Just handed a message from a teenage girl saying, you guys better wrap up your podcast because I want to take a shower.
All part and parcel of broadcasting from the Beaver Bank bunker.
So we better wrap this up. I have no idea how long it is. I think we've done our time.
I think so.
I'm coming home. I've done my time. All right, folks, we're back again on Friday. Looking forward to chatting with you.
Until then.